Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Do you ever wonder what your preacher or other preachers ought to do? Should they go out and get a regular job, such as driving a truck, building houses, teaching school, or selling used cars? Is the work of faithful gospel preachers really valuable to our homes, to our communities, and to our nation? What part does the preacher play, or should he play, in the work and worship of the church? I have no intention of attempting to answer all these questions today, but I do want you to think about preachers and preaching as I read this verse to you. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and are established in the present truth. 2 Peter 1:12. I have been preaching the gospel for almost 55 years. Occasionally, I preach on a topic which may be new to the congregation. But generally speaking, my major responsibility as a preacher is to bring to my hearers' attention the great truths that they already have heard and have obeyed. Is Peter suggesting that human beings are prone to forget what they have heard? You know we do forget and constantly need reminding of our blessings and responsibilities. In the very context from which I am reading, Peter affirmed that those who lack the Christian graces are blind and cannot see afar off and have forgotten that they were purged from their old sins. 2 Peter 1:9. The Hebrew writer quotes these words from the book of Proverbs. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Hebrews 12:4-5. The great prophet Jeremiah was deeply concerned about the direction the nation of Israel was taking. He wondered why God's people were so disobedient and rebellious. He pinpointed some of the problems by asking some very penetrating questions. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why do you trim your way to seek love? Therefore you have also taught the wicked ones your ways. Jeremiah 2:32-33. How tragic that the Jews forgot the great mercy and love God had shown to his people. Peter vows before God and man that he will not be negligent to put Christians always in remembrance of the great truths of the gospel. How does a preacher accomplish that worthy goal? He cannot do it, dear friends, by always discussing self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. There is one way, and only one way, a preacher can be sure he keeps essential truths before the people to whom he preaches, and that is by concentrating on the Word of God. Preachers ought to read widely to know what is happening in our world. But reading from philosophers, sociologists, and other scholars will not serve as a substitute for studying and preaching the inspired Word of God. To use the words of the Old Testament prophet Amos, there will be a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst for water, but of hearing the Word of God. Amos 8:11. Is anyone in my audience today unaware that such a famine exists in too many places in our country? Peter intended to bring to the remembrance of Christians the great truths he has mentioned in this chapter and many other truths the early church needed. He would, with God's help, encourage their growing in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They already had obeyed the gospel, but they needed to make progress in their faith. Thank you for listening.